The tropical cyclone or super typhoon in China landed in Jiangsu of Zhejiang Province. When it made landfall, the intensity is very strong, and now it's become a tropical storm. And the remnant of there is caused a lot of rainfall there. As far as I know, the government from the central to the local provincial government, they take very effective measures to evacuate the people. They evacuated in total about 1.8 million people, and so far there's no death toll, although they have reported some damage for the property or the economic loss.
How were they evacuated? What kind of emergency provisions were put in place to get all those people out?
In China, nationally and for local provincial governments, they also have legislations for emergency preparedness. In many provinces, they have the legislative body to respond to the meteorological disasters, like, say, typhoon, flooding. They all have this kind of signaling mechanism. That means if they issue one signal, then there's a guideline to respond by the public to respond to this kind of possible impact. This is what we call the institutional arrangement for each province and for the nation. So in China, the Met Service, they have a forecasting office in each province, and each province also reported to the local government. And then the local government, once they issue a signal for a particular area, then the government can take action to evacuate the people according to a leading time. For Typhoon Haikui, the forecasting is quite good, and they actually take action to 24 hours before it's landfalling. So that's why you can see the evacuation happened well before the typhoon made a landfall.
So you had
But
plenty of
there
warning
wasn't.
time.
Yeah, sure. Actually, as I can see, they had a warning more than 48 hours, but they take action 20 hours before for evacuation. The evacuation normally carried out for move the people into some safe place. In the guideline for the emergency response, they normally, if say there's severe weather coming, and like say school will stop, and all the manufacturers will stop working, and the general public in the risky area will be moved to some public place.
You are with the Tropical Cyclone Program Division of WMO. What does the
Yes.
program, what does that division do?
Tropical Cyclone Program is a WMO technical program, and responsible normally for establishing a nationally and regionally coordinated system. This kind of system will help ensure that the risk of disaster, in particular loss of life caused by tropical cyclone, be reduced to the minimum. That means during the normal time, we are not working in the front of the tropical cyclone. We are coordinating in the different region. You see, like a typhoon committee region in the case of Haikui. We established a kind of coordination mechanism. We have a regional specialized meteorological center with activity specialization in tropical cyclone in Tokyo. We call it Tokyo Typhoon Center. This is responsible for providing typhoon advisory to the member in the Western North Pacific region.
How are cyclones named?
First off, I have to emphasize, because I receive many inquiry about whether your name can be named as a tropical cyclone, something like that. First, the tropical cyclone name is not after a particular person. There is a very strict procedure to decide the tropical cyclone name. Basically, in particular region, the tropical cyclone names are given a list. And for one particular tropical cyclone, which is the name is chosen from the list, when the tropical cyclone reaches intensity, let's say the maximum sustained wind reaches 34 knots, then the tropical cyclone will be given a name according to a pre-designated list.